Of Matthew chapter 7. We're going to talk about doing what's right. Matthew chapter 7, starting verse 24. Sometimes you can see with these things, sometimes you can't. I think it all has to do with the lighting. Therefore, Jesus says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again tonight. Lord, it's just so good to be in your house and worshiping you. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for these that have come out. Lord, I thank you for their faithfulness. And Heavenly Father, we thank you this week for just watching over us and protecting us, for testimonies we've had. And God, we give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. That was a beautiful testimony. It wasn't as good as my battery, but... Oh, that was good. I tell you, it was better than what your daddy told. You did a better job. On the Sermon on the Mount, it begins with a parable, or ends with a parable of the foolish builder, the wise and foolish builder. And we've all heard this story, the two men who built houses. One dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock. The other, his foundation was built on the sand. Now, sandy ground, I guess, is probably a good location. It was convenient. It was easy to build, so to speak. Maybe easier to get level. If you've ever dug in rock, you know it's hard. But the rains came, the Bible says, and the winds blew on both houses. And the one that was built on the rock, it was still standing. It remained standing. But the house that was built on the sand, the Bible says it fell. Now, the one who built on the rock was, the Bible says, wise. The one that built on the sand, the Bible says, foolish. And then Jesus starts out and says, therefore. And when you need to look at that therefore, he said, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Now, you can hear, but if you don't do, it's not doing you much good. He said, whoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him as a wise man who heareth and doeth them not and is not foolish. Now, Jesus knew what it was to be a carpenter. His father was a carpenter. I'm sure he'd watched many things built. He knew that building was a good trade, and it was very important if you're going to build something to have a good foundation. No matter what it is, you've got to have that good foundation. To build a house, you must have a good foundation. But also, you got to have good instructions. A person who hears and obeys the instructions and uses the right material and the right methods is going to have a good, right, solid foundation. And it's important that we build a solid foundation in life. You see, we've got to have a good, solid foundation. We're building a life. Kendra's boys, they're building a life. And it is important that we follow God's instructions. Now, I know sometimes we mess up, and we sometimes do things that are wrong. We get off track. But when we get back on the right track with God, we'll build again and continue to build. To build upon the right rock takes time. It takes time. You don't grow a Christian life overnight. It's time of learning. It's time of getting into the Word of God. You know, a lot of times we see shoddy work. I've seen some houses that they had built and the winds come before. They didn't have it really built that stout and the winds came and blew it all down. They had to start over. And I've seen some houses that started out building and they didn't count the cost and they never finished those houses. We watched on the news and bridges that weren't built quite right failed, and a lot of people died from it. You see, being and not finishing something, beginning and not finishing something, is a shame. In our lives, we need to build on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. You know, beginning to walk the Christian life, the Bible says we ought to walk that Christian life and continue to walking that Christian life that we might stand. Every person has a life to build or a house to build, and how he builds that determines our destiny. He determines for all eternity. I was just thinking the other day, you know, how great it's going to be one day to see those that we love that have gone to heaven. And I was thinking, man, they've been there 30-something years. And, you know, we're still down here struggling along. But, you know, we've got to build. We've got to continue on with the house that God has us, the life that God has us to go. And it makes a difference how we build between success and failure, or life and death, or rewards and loss, the Bible talks about, or acceptance and rejection. He talks about all these things, standing and falling. All of these things are important. And friends, Jesus Christ is that solid foundation that we need to build on for life. He is that rock. A lot of people don't like to build on the rock because it takes time, and they'll lay a foundation for something and decorate all the outside so it'll look good on the outside. But you know what? It can look good on the outside, but if the foundation is not what it's supposed to be, one of these days it's going to fall in. It's going to crack apart. You know, it's the same way with a church. It's the same way with individual life. I wish with all my heart that people would see the need to come back on Sunday night, Brother Teddy. You know, it is a blessing. I don't understand how we can just worship God one morning and just turn him off at night. You see? I don't understand that. And I passed by several people just coming up here, and I thought, man, they're not building the right kind of foundation for their life. But every person has a house to build. And then again, all of us are either building on the rock or the sand. And the rock represents Jesus Christ. And we're to build on that. And how do we build on it? Well, it means following his instructions. Jesus said one thing: beseech ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In an area, every area of our life, we must seek his righteousness and seek his instructions for our life if we want to live a good, strong life. If we want to do what's right, we have to do what's right by individuals too. As Christians, we ought to love one another. We ought to treat one another how you would want to be treated, see? In every area of life, God reveals to us, I believe, what is the right thing to do in our life. And Jesus says every person is to love God, love his neighbor, and love himself. You see? Love God and love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're not going to mistreat your neighbor. You're not going to do something to harm your neighbor. It includes being the right kind of person. You sing that song, doing what's right. You got to be the right kind of person, and what God desires for you is to do what's right in life. You see, whether it's cheating somebody or doing what's right, you know what's right. You know, giving them the right amount of change, any little thing that's not pleasing to God, you've got to do what's right in life. It is synonymous with repentance. It's synonymous with walking in faith. It's your conversion. It all has part of to do with that. Your regeneration, that's a hard word, regeneration, and sanctification, being made more like Christ each and every day. Oh, I'll tell you what, he's still working on me. He's still growing me. I'm still growing. It means becoming his disciple. You see, every day we ought to become more like Jesus with our life. Learning. And you don't ever stop learning. Somebody says, well, I know the Bible. I'm thinking to myself, you don't have a clue what's in the Bible. You may have read it several times. You may, but you don't ever really, I just don't believe you ever really know everything. Man, every time I look at it, you know, somebody said, well, you preached that passage of Scripture before? Yeah. And I see something different this time than I did last time. You just do that. God just gives you a light about it and says, oh, what, I missed that the first time I read that thing. And every time you read something like that, you see something else in your life. You know, I talk to God all day long, like going down the highway and stuff like that. That's prayer. That is praying. Praying in your mind. It begins, you become his disciple, and you just continue to pray and learn. Build upon that solid rock what Jesus Christ would want you to do in your life. How you treat people, how you deal with people, deal with them fairly. Oh, and then the sand, that represents any other foundation, not just some foundation, but any other foundation that you build upon besides the rock, that is sand. Listen to Matthew 7:13-14. The person who does not enter the narrow road, but walked in the straight way, they're leading on a road to destruction. See, the Bible says, to destruction. And the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we start life on that broad road, we need to see that when we come by the narrow road, when Jesus Christ speaks to our heart, we are to obey him and get on that narrow way, trust him for our salvation, and start learning. And if you're not building on the rock, then everything else you're building on is sand. Some build their life on searching for glory for themselves, getting credit for themselves. Oh, if the, you know, I get the glory out of this, and they try to build their life upon something like a recognition. They want to be recognized. Some are building on gaining material riches. You know, we gain and gain and gain and gain. You know, it's just stuff, isn't it? It's just stuff that we gain. And it's not going to do a bit of good in getting us into heaven. All the material wealth that we can have will not get us into heaven. And then we try to build on tearing down others. You know, I'm not doing a very good job. Maybe I can make myself look better if I tear somebody else down a little bit. And that ain't the right way to build a life. And some, they build their life on good deeds. They build their life on good deeds. No telling how many times I've done funerals, and I've asked something about the person, and they say, oh, he was a good man. He did a lot for everybody else. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the way to skip around. He never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. But they think that if you do good enough for somebody else, then God will let them into heaven. And that's not what the Bible says. These will not stand, the Bible says, in judgment. They will not stand. He's a foolish builder. If we build our lives on anything but Jesus Christ, the Lord is not a lifeless rock. He's a living rock. He's a living stone. And 1 Peter 2:4 says he's a living stone, and when we come to him, we become living stones. We're part of that building process in our life. And then when we are living stones, guess what? Our hearts are alive, our minds are alive with Christ, and we thirst for the Word of God. Now, I just happen to believe those people that, and I'm not going to judge anybody, but those people that don't come on Sunday night, that as soon stay home and watch television or probably some other thing, they're not thirsting for the Word of God. Now, you may be here and you may not be thirsting for the Word of God. You may have come for some other reason, but we ought to thirst for the Word of God. We ought to grow ourselves through His Word, the Bible says. And we taste the Lord's graciousness through His Word. Now, I don't know about you, but we overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of testimony. And it's good to hear testimonies from people that get what God is doing in people's lives. We grow by that. You see, building on the rock takes time and it takes commitment. It takes commitment to do that. We must deny ourselves. We must apply ourselves. And we must be wise and sensible to the Word of God. I believe a person that's growing in Christ, he's learning the Word of God, he's going to church, he's doing what God says, he knows where he has come from. He knows where he's come from. I don't know about you, but I can look back at my life and I can see where I started and how God has worked through the years to bring me to this point. And you know what? He's not through yet. He's still bringing me through to a point. And one day when I'm old and he's ready for me, he will take me home. And then we just begun. You see, we're down here. We've just begun when we go to heaven. And not only knows where he's come from, but we know why we are here. I believe a wise person understands the Word of God, understands that God is working in his life, and understands why God placed him here and what he's to do while he's here. Now, do you know where you come from and you know why you're here? And then you know where you're going. A wise person knows where he's going. Wouldn't it be bad just to start out and go somewhere and not know where you're going? In the Christian life, I believe if you study the Word of God, God has a purpose for your life. You can see how he's leading you. You can see where you're going in life. The wise man knows where he come from, why God's got him here, and where he's going in life. And then I believe the wise man, even though he's wise, he's not exempt from the storms in life. You see, we all face storms. People want to tell you that if you're living the Christian life, then everything's going to be okay. Well, everything's going to be okay, all right. But there's storms in life. But I can tell you one thing. I am assured that even though we face the storms in life, we will weather those storms. We're going to come through those storms. You know, have you ever listened to the testimony of people who love the Lord when they've lost their homes in these storms like we see in North Carolina, that we saw in Harvey down in South Texas? People who know the Lord, they know that whatever they face, God is there in their life. And they have weathered that storm with Christ. Christ never fails in our life. He accepts us in Christ. He adopts us as his children. He provides for us the necessities of life. And He works all things for the good. Doesn't mean everything will be just perfect, but He works it out for the good in our life. When we go through these trials, it's for the good in our life. He's bringing us through. He's teaching us. He's working us. He's making us solid in our life. And He delivers us. He delivers us. We have nothing to fear in death. You know, the foolish builder hears the same instructions, but he decides, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to follow this instructions. He knows how to build, but he chooses to cut corners. You know, in life, oh, preacher, it just takes too long. You know, I'm missing out on something. If I go to church on Sunday morning, I'm missing out on something. Life is short. Live it up. God wouldn't want me to spend all my time, you know, up there at that church. You're preparing for all eternity. Time down here doesn't mean much. It's over with for long. Listen, there's no middle ground. You're either building wisely or you're building foolishly. It's just those two. Any honest thinking person knows that you cannot survive serious storms if you do not build wisely. If you do not build wisely. This man, he heard the prophets. What a privilege he had. He heard Jesus' teachings. What a privilege he had. But what an abuse of that privilege that he had by building on the wrong foundation. You see, he refuses the warning of Christ. Therefore, he said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, he's a wise man to build his house on the rock. But whoever does not hear them, he is a foolish man to build his house on the sand. The Bible says, many hear, but few are willing to heed. We all heard the message this morning. We all heard the messages. Yet so many refuse to heed the warnings. You know, they go right on down through life. They hear and they're deceiving themselves. They're deceiving themselves. The doer is blessed tremendously. You see, the foolish builder, he builds foolishly. And the Bible says there was a great wind and rain, and great was the fall thereof. You know, what was the difference? The foundation. The foundation. Every man's work is to be made manifest. God will be the one that we give an account to. How we build our lives. Think about that. The man who builds on the sand, he is hopeless and helpless and lost. Storms, they come at any time. They don't come conveniently. Did you know something I didn't say about that battery this morning? And I just praise God. I was heading back out to the farm. There's nothing out. That's 15 miles out. Reclaw didn't even have a store. You know, out there, I could have gotten no help whatsoever. But it happened while I was in town. Me and mother had just come back from a drive all over the countryside, places you have never seen before. And most of the time you won't see them. But we went up country roads that, you know, only God knows where they are. And she was just tickled to death. But I thought, man, if we had killed that car, and it died out there. I didn't even have a telephone with me. And she don't have a telephone. We'd had to wait somebody come along, one of them old roads, to pick us up and help us out. You know, it's just God's timing. You know, God watches over every move that we make. It's His timing. He's always just right. I'd have went out there at home and I'd have killed that truck, and I wouldn't have had anybody to jump me off. I wouldn't have had any way to get a battery. You know, it's 3 miles to town, 2.5 miles. And they don't have batteries there. And nobody knows me. You know, I grew up there, but nobody knows me. That's been 33-something years ago. I don't even know the guy at the end of the street hardly. But I tell you what, God knows me. And He always watches over His children. And it happened when I was a quarter of a mile from a battery store. His timing is always just right. He's never early. He's never late. He's right on with that starfish. You see, storms can come anytime, anywhere. So we need to be prepared in our life. You know, something tragedy can strike any time. Why be foolish? Why be foolish and build our lives on the sand when Jesus says we should build on the rock of ages? Are you here tonight? Where are you building your life? Do you know where you're going? You know why you're here? You know whose you are? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You're always watching over us. Lord, let us do what's right as Christians. Let us make the right decisions. Let us build our lives on the good things that You would know and tell us what's right. And God, we'll give You the praise. If there's someone here tonight, Lord, that needs to make a decision, Lord, let them make it before it's too late. We'll give You the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.